Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Number one, y'all, it's hot in here. Number two, I'm really glad to see you all survived the great heat wave of 2022. Whoo, anybody get creative? I know we did. Found a blow-up pool at Target. That saved us. But outside of heat, here we come to Palm Sunday, a scripture we read every year that's oh so familiar. And sometimes as pastors, when we have these yearly texts, it's like, well, what new can I say this year? What can I say that just doesn't feel like it's repeating year after year? And so I open not with my words, but with the words of John Dominic Crossan and Marcus Borg. I'm looking at Bill, waiting for his head to go, yes, knowing those authors. Great authors and theologians. And they say this. One was a peasant procession. The other, an imperial procession. From the east, Jesus rode a donkey down from the Mount of Olives, cheered by his followers. Jesus was from the peasant village of Nazareth. His message was about the kingdom of God and his followers from the peasant class. On the opposite side of the city, from the west, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Idumea, Judea, and Samaria, entered Jerusalem at the head of a column of imperial cavalry and soldiers. Jesus' procession proclaimed the kingdom of God. Pilate's proclaimed the power of empire. The two processions embody the central conflict of the week that led to Jesus' crucifixion. Imagine the imperial procession's arrival in the city, a visual panoply of imperial power, cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets, weapons, banners, golden eagle mounted on poles, sun glinting on metal and gold. Sounds, the marching of feet, the creaking of leather, the clinking of bridles, the beating of drums, the swirling of dust, the eyes of the silent onlookers, some curious, some awed, some resentful. You see, we so often forget that while Jesus was coming in triumphantly, palms waving, cloaks on the ground, hosannas being sung, that at the same time Pontius Pilate was entering the city as well. You see, as Jesus came in on Passover, it was a heightened alert for Rome and the officials. Remember Passover, a celebration annually that remembers what? But God's people, the Israelites, taking their freedom from Egyptian power, celebrating how they were able to overcome Pharaoh and escape his rule. Do you see this, how this could be threatening to Rome and Pilate and Herod as God's people under their control are celebrating liberation and freedom? And so here's Rome in the streets of Jerusalem through this celebration, ready to put out any potential fires that could threaten their power. But then there's Jesus. Here he comes, not on a chariot like Pilate, not surrounded by soldiers and weapons and things of strength and mighty power. But where does he come? On a foal, a colt, an unbroken, unridden animal. Now to me, I look at this and I see, yes, as we talk year after year about the humility in it, to be riding this unbroken young donkey. But then I was reading that this week and thinking, riding something for the first time, being the first to do it, can be seen as humble, but it can also be seen as revolutionary. And isn't that a way to describe Jesus? The revolutionary that came into this world in the way that none had ever done before? Revolutionary, coming in with this message of deep love and peace and forgiveness, love for enemies. Revolutionary, that where his focus was not on the rich and the powerful, but the poor and the lamed and the pushed out of society. If there's another revolutionary, I wouldn't know one if we can't call Jesus such. And so here, in a revolutionary way, he comes marching into the city, not with weapons, but palms. And what are the words that we hear? Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. It's a whole different kind of parade that's ever been seen. But here, we have at the heart of it two different kinds of power. Pilate's power that comes from strength and weapons and force. A power that is kept by those threats of what the consequences would be to try to disobey him or free yourself from him. And then Jesus that comes with a power that at its core is freedom. Freedom to feel peace no matter what surrounds you and the circumstances that you are in. Freedom that allows you to love at such a depth and at so many layers that it undoes so much of what we are taught by this world and its rules and standards. A power that comes from within and the Holy Spirit that is at its core. Here we have it. Pilate versus Jesus. Military versus Holy Spirit. A power that breaks and binds versus a power that heals and releases. But as one of my favorite movies tells us, with great power comes great responsibility. How do we use that responsibility? For we each have power within us. The Pharisees, they were at the scene of the parade of Jesus, and they had power in their voices and power in their positions. And what did the Pharisees do? They tried to tell Jesus, calm the crowds down. Quiet them, send them home. Don't draw attention to yourself because it could be costly to you. They've done this before. Before Jesus even came to Jerusalem, they said, don't go, it's not safe. Have you ever had those that try to silence you? Shh, be quiet. Don't stir up trouble. Don't speak up. Don't draw attention. Or maybe you've the one that's been told, shh, just sit there. Don't disrupt what's going on. We do it so often to kids, don't we? Shh, time to be quiet, right? Let the adults do their thing. Then we also have the crowd. The crowd has power too. They have power in their numbers, power in their voices. And what do? But they use that power to support Jesus, to announce his arrival and welcome him with their cloaks and their palms. They, with their power, declare him a king. And they are ready with those voices to sing his praise. But those powers can change, can't they? Those voices that on Thursday are singing Hosanna in the highest, you are our king, so quickly will change to crucify him. I was laughing and thinking about how quickly we as human beings can change the chants that we are singing. I've been seeing as the baseball season starts, and Dodger fans, I'll connect with you, and I'm gonna forget the Angels exist this morning, okay? We good with that? But here I'm seeing people post, game number one, win, woohoo! We're undefeated, 196 to go. Get another win, woohoo! Look at us going. Then I heard the Dodgers took their first loss of the season. I'm sorry, Dodger fans, you are no longer undefeated. But the post that I saw was the Dodgers lost. Time to get rid of that coach, right? One day we can be singing praises because you're winning, you're doing what we want, you're easy to follow. But the minute you make a mistake, the minute you show you're imperfect, the minute you show any kind of weakness, or the minute you aren't doing what I want you to be doing, boo, out with you, right? I promise as pastors, we never feel that way of a congregation that loves us in one moment and not so thrilled with us the next. You want evidence? San Jacinto. One Sunday, the congregation walked in. We had chairs in that sanctuary. And over the weekend, without them knowing, I had taken the chairs from facing north, facing east, to facing north. Woo! Talk about upsetting some people. Imagine coming in and sitting a whole different way. They weren't so thrilled with it. But we made do. They ended up loving it. But we as people, our hearts and our voices and our loyalties can change pretty quickly. And there's a power that comes with our presence and our voice and what we do. But then we look at Jesus. And as he has the Pharisees trying to get him to calm down, and as the crowds are boosting him up, Jesus finally makes it to the end of the parade, and what happens? But number one, he begins to weep. He weeps over the brokenness of Jerusalem. And in that same day, from parade to weeping and brokenheartedness, he goes into the temple courts. He sees the money changers and the tables that are taking money from people who can't afford to give it. And from weeping and brokenheartedness, we see this anger of Jesus as he begins to flip the tables and chase them out. He clears the temple where he will spend his final days in teaching and giving his last breaths to trying to lead people where they need to be. Jesus uses every bit of his power to try to guide people back to God and on a path of love and faith. So we, with our power, each of us who has the Holy Spirit, each of us that is a vote, a voice, an influence, somebody that somebody else is following our lead, where are we leading? Is the path that we're on, the actions we take, and the words that we speak, similar to Jesus on the donkey, being a revolutionary who was trying to change this world to bring peace and liberation and love for people? Or are we the kind that wants chariots and weapons because it's the secure, it's the easy, it's the one that goes with those who have control. Which way are we going? Are we trying to build up? Or are we choosing to tear down? Are we choosing to protect people? Or are we choosing to harm people? Are we choosing to lead people to Jesus? Or to lead people astray? Are we choosing to support peace? Or to encourage conflict? The power is ours, and the choice is ours. Let's choose to get on that donkey. Maybe it's unpredictable of what it's going to do, and is something that we're not used to. But with revolution like Jesus, the world and the people around us will be changed. My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, we are so incredibly blessed to be able to finally be back in person for this Palm Sunday. After 2 years of having to be on our couches instead of in our beloved pews, we're so blessed to see the bright and shining faces of our children coming in, waving palms while we sing Hosanna, to be able to celebrate together once again. Now on this day, help us to remember that we are together, together with you and together with one another through your Holy Spirit that has blessed us and is present within us. Help us to remember that Holy Spirit and that connection between us is a power that this world is not always ready for, but is a power that has ripples that go out and change this world. Help us to wield our power towards peace and love, and a freedom from the bonds of this earth that help us to be bound to you in love and in faith. For we follow Jesus with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our might, and with everything that we have. For this we pray and praise in your holy name. Amen.